我想开头我们先和弟兄姊妹一同来读主的话。
I think we'll start by reading the word of the Lord.
因为以西结这本书啊，内容非常的丰富，非常的多。
Because the book of Ezekiel is very abundant in content and it has a lot of things.
我们无法呢能把它全部读过。
We cannot read it all.
所以呢，我只选其中比较重要的一些经节呢，和弟兄姊妹读一下。
So I only selected a few passages that we'll read with brothers and sisters.
所以请弟兄姊妹能有耐心的和我一同把这些话读一遍。
So please be patient with us as we read together.
我们请看第四十章。
Let's turn to chapter 40.
四十章我们要从第一节读到第十六节。
We'll start reading from verse 1 through verse 16 in chapter 40 of Ezekiel.
我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上。在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立，他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如铜，手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口。那人对我说：人子啊，凡我所指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你到这里来，特为要指示你，凡你所见的，你都要告诉以色列家。
Chapter 40, verse 1. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, in the selfsome day, the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither. In the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel and set me upon a very high mountain, by which was as the frame of a city on the south.And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed. And he stood in the gate, and the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to the intent that I might show them unto thee, art thou brought hither. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel.
第五节
Verse 5.
我见殿四围有墙，那人用手拿量度的杆，长六轴，每轴是一轴零一掌，他用杆量墙，厚一杆，高一杆。他到了朝东的门，就上门的台阶，量门的这坎宽一杆，又量门的那坎宽一杆，又有卫房，每房长一杆，宽一杆，相隔五轴。门槛就是挨着向殿的廊门槛，宽一杆。他又量向殿门的廊子，宽一杆。又量门廊宽八轴，墙柱厚二轴。那门的廊子向着殿。
Verse 5, And behold, a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in a man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits long by the cubit and a hand breadth. So he measured the breadth of the building, 1 reed and a height, 1 reed. Then came he unto the gate which looketh toward the east, and went up the stairs thereof, and measured the threshold of the gate, which was 1 reed broad, and the other threshold of the gate, which was 1 reed broad. And every little chamber was 1 reed long and 1 reed broad.And between the little chambers were 5 cubits, and the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate within was 1 reed. He measured also the porch of the gate within, 1 reed. Then measured he the porch of the gate, 8 cubits, and the posts thereof, 2 cubits, and the porch of the gate was inward.
第十节
Verse 10.
东门洞有卫房，这旁三间，那旁三间，都是一样的尺寸。这边的柱子和那边的柱子也是一样的尺寸，它量门口宽10轴，长13轴，卫房前展出的警戒，这边一轴，那边一轴，卫房这边6轴，那边6轴，又量门洞，从这卫房顶的 后单到那位房顶的后单宽25轴，为房门与门相对。
Verse 10, and the little chambers of the gate eastward were 3 on this side and 3 on that side. They 3 were of 1 measure, and the posts had 1 measure on this side and on that side. And he measured the breadth of the entry of the gate, 10 cubits, and the length of the gate, 13 cubits. The space also before the little chambers was 1 cubit on this side, and the space was 1 cubit on that side. And the little chambers were 6 cubits on this side and 6 cubits on that side. He measured then the gate from the roof of one little chamber to the roof of another. The breadth was 25 cubits, door against door.
14节,
Verse 14.
又量廊子60轴, 墙柱外是院子, 有廊为界, 在门洞两旁, 从大门口到内廊共50轴, 为房和门洞两旁柱间, 并廊子, 都有严谨的窗棂, 里边有窗棂, 柱上有雕刻的钟塑。
Verse 14, he made also posts of 60 cubits, even unto the posts of the court round about the gate, and from the face of the gate of the entrance unto the face of the porch of the inner gate were 50 cubits, and there were narrow windows to the little chambers, and to their posts within the gate round about, and likewise to the arches, and the windows were round about inward, and upon each post were palm trees.
我不晓得。 弟兄姊妹，我有没有把你们都糊涂了？
I don't know whether I have confused brothers and sisters.
啊，我也糊涂。I
am kind of confused.
啊，这段话真的是十分的不容易明白。And
this passage is really indeed very hard to understand.
但是这里面有重要的启示在里面。That
there is a very important revelation within.
我们再看第43章。Let's
turn to chapter 43.
我们读第6节。 和第7节的前一半
We'll read verse 6 and the first half of verse 7.
我听见有一位从殿中对我说话 有一人站在我旁边 他对我说人子啊这是我宝座之地是我脚掌所踏之地我要在这里住在以色列人中直到永远
Verse 6, and I heard him speaking unto me out of the house, and a man stood by me. And he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever.
43章13节到17节
Chapter 43, verse 13 through verse 17.
以下量祭坛以轴为度, 这轴是一轴零一掌, 底座高一轴, 边宽一轴, 四围起边高一掌, 这是坛的座, 从座底到下层凳台, 高2轴, 边宽一轴, 从小凳台到大凳台, 高4轴, 边宽一轴, 坛上的供台高4轴, 供台的4拐角上都有角, 供台长12轴, 宽12轴, 四面见方, 灯台 长14轴宽14轴四面见方四围起边的高半轴底座四围的边宽一轴台阶朝东。Verse
13, and these are the measures of the altar after the cubits. The cubit is a cubit and a hand breadth. Even the bottom shall be a cubit and the breadth a cubit and the border thereof by the edge thereof round about shall be a span. And this shall be the higher place of the altar. And from the bottom upon the ground even to the lower settle shall be 2 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. And from the lesser settle even to the greater settle shall be 4 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. So the altar shall be 4 cubits, and from the altar and upward shall be 4 horns. And the altar shall be 12 cubits long, 12 broad, square in the 4 squares thereof. And the settle shall be 14 cubits long, and 14 broad in the 4 squares thereof. And the border about it shall be 1/2 cubit. And the bottom thereof shall be a cubit about, and the stairs shall look toward the east.
45章第1节
Chapter 45, verse 1.
你们研究分地为业, 要献上一份给耶和华为圣供地, 长25000轴, 宽10000轴, 这份以内四围都为圣地。
Chapter 45, verse 1. Moreover, when ye shall divide by lot the land for inheritance, ye shall offer an oblation unto the Lord, an holy portion of the land. The length shall be the length of 5,000 reeds, and the breadth shall be 10,000. This shall be holy in all the borders thereof round about.
47章,
Chapter 47,
第1节到12节,
Verse 1 through 12.
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门槛下有水往东流出，原来殿面朝东，这水从槛下由殿的右边在祭坛的南边往下流。他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝东的外门，见水从右边流出。
Verse 1, afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the outer gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side.
第3节,
Verse 3.
他手拿准绳往东出去的时候，量了1000轴，使我趟过水，水到踝子骨。他又量了1000轴，使我趟过水，水就到膝；再量了1000轴，使我趟过水，水便到腰；又量了1000轴，水便成了河，使我不能趟过，因为水势涨起，成为可浮的水，不可趟的河。
Verse 5, And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over.
第6节,
Verse 6.
他对我说：“人子啊，你看见了什么？”他就带我回到河边。我回到河边的时候，见在河这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。他对我说：“这水往东方流去，必下到亚拉巴直到海。所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。”
Verse 6, And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said unto me, These waters issued out toward the east country and go down to the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed.
第9节,
Verse 9.
这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因这流出来的水 必有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。这河水所到之处，百物都必生活。Verse
9, And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithsoever the rivers shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come hither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh.
第10节,
Verse 10,
必有渔夫站在河边，从隐基底直到因以格连，都作晒网之处。那鱼各从其类，好像是大海的鱼甚多。只是泥泞之地与洼湿之处，不得治好，必为盐地。
Verse 10, And it shall come to pass that the fisher shall stand upon it from En-Gedi, even unto Anaglam, that they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the merry places thereof and the marishes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt.
12节,
Verse 12.
在河这边与那边的岸上必生长各类树木，其果可作食物，叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，每月必结新果子。 因为这水是从圣所流出来的，树上的果子必作食物，叶子乃为治病。And
verse 12, And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because the waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine.
最后我们看以西结书第48章。
Finally, we turn to Ezekiel chapter 48.
35节最后那句话。
Verse 35, the last sentence.
从此以后，这城的名字必称为耶和华的所在。
And the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there.
我们昨天已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Yesterday we mentioned to brothers and sisters.
以西结有一个完全的意象。
Ezekiel has this complete and perfect vision.
在以西结书里面记载了三个大的意象。
In the book of Ezekiel, it recorded three great visions.
这前两个意象是关乎生命的。
The first two visions is about life.
这指的神荣耀旨意的那个内容说的。
It's talking about the content, the substance of the glorious will.
哪里有生命，哪里就有耶和华的荣耀。
Wherever there is life, there the glory of the Lord will be.
哪里有生命，哪里就有复活的能力。
Wherever there is life, there will the resurrection power of the Lord.
这是整个殿里面的主要的一个内容。
That is the main content of the temple.
那么神不仅要这个内容。
Not only God wants this content.
那么在第三个意象里面。
Within the third vision.
我们看见这是神终极目的所要展现出来的一个完满的一个结果。
We see this is God's ultimate purpose. This is the perfect exhibition of this result.
那么这个是用耶路撒冷这座城来代表的。
And this is represented by the city Jerusalem.
我们晓得这是一个非常重要的一个启示。
We know that's a very important revelation.
在四十章开头时候告诉我们
At the beginning of chapter 40, it tells us,
当以西结看见这个异象的时候
When Ezekiel saw this vision,
他已经是五十岁的人
He was 50 years old.
所以我们可以说呢这个启示是一个成熟的启示
We could say that this vision is a mature vision.
那个时候耶路撒冷城已经被攻破14年了
At that time, by that time, Jerusalem had been destroyed for 14 years.
神借着他的灵把他的仆人带到一个高大的山上。
God brought his servant through the Spirit unto this high mountain.
在他的眼前展示出神创世以来在他计划中间那个伟大的心意。
That is showing forth to him his grandeur heart, his plan upon him in great splendor.
我们知道这座城非常的大。
We know that the city is indeed very tremendous.
所以你必须在很高的山上有很宽广的眼界你才能看得见。
So you must go up to a high mountain and have a very broad view in order to see it.
这个如同约翰在启示录第二十一章所看见的一样。
This is like what John saw in Revelation chapter 21.
神也是要把他带到高山上，叫他看见那座伟大的城。
At that place, God also brought him to the great high mountain in order to see that great city.
这个对于我们今天神的儿女来讲是一个重要的提醒。
For us children of God today is an important reminder.
我们都知道这座城是神荣耀心意的一个完全的表达。
We know that this city is a complete manifestation of God's glorious heart.
是神所要建立的教会的一个伟大的预表。
It's a type for the great church that God's going to build.
这就告诉我们说
It tells us,
神的儿女对于主的心意对于主的教会必须有一个宽大的看见。
That the children of God must have a broad view of God's heart desire, His build and His church.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
教会是非常伟大的一件事情。
This church is a tremendous thing.
这个大到你难以想象的一件事情。
It's so great, so big that it's hard to imagine.
如果今天我们缺少这样的看见
，We are lacking in this kind of insight.
我们会轻看教会。
We would despise the church.
你知道今天很多神的儿女们呢？轻看教会。
A lot of children of God, they are deprecating the church. They
despise the church. 他们觉得教会没有什么。
They thought the church is nothing.
就是个礼拜堂。
It's just a church building.
就是里面有一些传道人，那么有一些节目，有一些歌唱的节目，讲道。
And so there is some a servant of God, there are some children of God, they're singing, there's preaching.
不，弟兄姊妹们。
No, brothers and sisters.
如果你里面对于教会能有一个宽大的一个看见。
If within you have a great view of this church.
会叫你里面产生极大的敬畏。
It will produce in you a great fear.
你才知道摸到教会的事 绝不是一件小事，是非同小可的一件事情。
You know, in order to touch upon this church is something tremendous. It's not to be taken lightly.
我们觉得今天很多神的儿女们缺少这种灵里面这种大的看见。
We know the children of God today we are lacking in this great insight in the spirit.
我记得我年轻的时候
，I remember when I was young.
主呼召我出来侍奉主。
The Lord called me to serve Him.
我非常犹豫。
I was very hesitant.
哎，我觉得我应该。做个科学家。
I thought that I should have been a scientist.
我怎么去搞什么宗教活动呢
？Why would I do something religious?
只等到有一天主开我的眼睛。
Until one day the Lord opened my eyes.
我全人俯伏在主的面前。
My whole being bowed prostrate before the Lord.
我根本不配服侍你。
Lord, I am not worthy to serve.
你所要从事的事情，地上没有一样东西能比较的。
What you are going to accomplish, there's nothing to compare on earth.
今天如果我们把我们的家看得比教会更大，你是瞎眼的。
Today, if we deem our families greater than the church, then you are blind.
你把你的公司看得比教会更大，你是瞎眼的。
If you think your office, your company is bigger than the church, then you are blind.
你把一个国家看得比教会更大，那是瞎眼的。
If you look at your country that's bigger than your church, then you are blind.
如果你能有像以西结、像约翰这样一个宽大的看见。
If you are like Ezekiel and like John, you have such a broad view.
你才知道侍奉主是多么荣耀的一件事情。
You know that to serve the Lord is such a glorious matter.
所以基督徒需要里面对于教会有这么宽大大的看见。
So Christians need to have this big, great insight of the church within.
所以为什么神把他的仆人要带到高山上，让他看神的？这个完全的心意。
That's why God needed to take His servant up to the high mountain to see this.
这是属灵世界中最伟大的一个看见。
This is the greatest insight in the spiritual world.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们中国人呢有一句话很好。
In the Chinese, there's a good saying.
就说你要大处着眼，小处着手。
In the it says when it's in the broader view you're using your eyes in the more closer detail view you use your hands.
我们基督徒里面这个属灵的这个看见必须是大。
As Christians, this spiritual insight must be great.
但是你的侍奉呢，从小处开始。
But when you serve, you start from the little things.
这就是以西结在那个山上神给他看见的这个荣耀的意象。
This is what Ezekiel saw on up on the high mountain, this glorious vision.
那么我们讲过约翰也有这样的看见。
We also say that John also saw this.
但是如果你把这两处的经文摆在一起看的话呢
If you put these two passages together,
你会看见他所着重的点不一样。
You will see that their focus are slightly different.
同样是神伟大的心意。
In the same way, there are tremendous will of God.
那么以西结所着重的是那个圣殿。
But what Ezekiel is focusing on is that holy temple.
神对于这个殿
Towards his temple.
神对他的样式对他的尺寸非常的讲究。
God is very focused and detailed in the measurements of this building, temple.
这是神借着以西结给我们看见的。
This is what God allowed us to see through Ezekiel.
而约翰所看见的是整座新耶路撒冷圣城。
What John saw was the whole city of the Jerusalem, the holy city.
约翰所注重的
What John focused on
是那个性质
is the nature
和它的材料。
And its material.
约翰告诉我们
John told us,
新耶路撒冷是用金金用珍珠用宝石所建造起来的。
The new city of Jerusalem was made with pure gold, with pearls and with gemstones.
所以约翰所注重的是性质。
And so John was focusing on the nature.
那么以西结所注重的是那个样式，是那个尺寸。
So Ezekiel is focusing on the measurement and the building.
我们从这两处大的启示里面
So from these two great sources of revelation,
我们就看见
we see that
神对于他在创世以来他所做的那个荣耀的计划神是多么的重视。
You see how God is paying so much attention on his plan from the creation of the world.
那么神带领以西结呢
God has brought Ezekiel.
他是从北往南看，看这座城。
He's looking from the north towards the south, looking at the city.
那么 这个告诉我们，圣经告诉我们，神是在北边。
So the Bible tells us God is in the north, on the north side.
那个意思就是说呢，你看教会，你要用神的眼光、神的角度来看。
That is to say, when you look at a church, you need to look at it from the view of God, from His angle.
教会不是用人的眼光来看。
The church should not be looked upon from man's point of view.
教会历史上
，in the history of church,
神的百姓们犯的最大的错误
，the greatest mistake committed by the people of God,
就是用人的眼光来看神的工作
，is to look at the work of God in man's view.
所以把神的工作都看小了
，so that they diminish the work of God.
以至于神的儿女们呢，对于神的工作里面缺少了。这种的重视，这种的敬畏。
So that the children of God does not hold an awe and fear towards the work of God.
今天我们何等需要神的灵在我们里面做这样一个开启的工作。
Today, how we need the Spirit of God to do the work of opening up in us.
在以西结书第四十章开头的时候
，At the beginning of chapter 40 in Ezekiel,
当神把这个城的意象摆在以西结跟前。
When God placed the vision of the city before him,
神就对他说
，God said to him,
他人子啊
，He said, Son of man,
我所指示你的
，What I have told you,
你都要用眼看
，You behold with your eyes,
用耳听
，Hear with your ears,
并且要放在心上
，And set upon your heart.
他说我带你到这里来是特为的指示你。
I brought you here for the intent that I may show them to you.
并且你凡你所见的都要告诉以色列家。
All that you have seen that you need to declare it to the house of Israel.
所以神今天提醒以西结。
So God reminded Ezekiel.
对于神心中最重要的这件事情。
For the most important thing that's upon God's heart.
你必须有一个非常认真和谨慎的态度。
You must have a very serious and solemn attitude.
并且呢，你要把你从神所给你看见的。
And also with what God has shown you.
要在以色列百姓中来做见证。
You need to testify among the people of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们对于神的这个荣耀的心意。
Today for this heart and desire of God.
我们需要用眼看。
We need to see with our eyes.
用耳听。
With hear with our ears.
并且。
And also.
放在心上。
Set upon our hearts.
我们希望主让我们能听见他的声音。
We hope the Lord will allow us to hear His voice.
这实在是太重要了。
It's truly so important.
今天你我这些蒙恩得救的人
，You and me who are saved by grace.
我们每一个人都有份于神的这个荣耀。
Each one of us have a part in this glory of God.
我们不是局外人。
We are not outsiders.
我们是正在其中的。
We are there, right there within.
这个是比任何事都要来的重要。
It's more important than anything else.
请容许我们。能够在这里呢，简单的把这个意象的内容稍微的做一点解释。
So allow us to explain this content of the vision for a little.
从四十章以后
，After chapter 40,
四十到四十六章
，Chapter 40 through 46,
讲到这个殿的各方面的情况。
It talks about all aspects of this temple.
那么后面还有两件事，就是关乎到一道生命水的河流。
And so, and at the end, it talked about the river of life.
还有关乎产业的问题。
It talks about inheritance.
啊，这些都是跟圣殿发生密切的关系。
And these have a very close relationship with the temple.
那首先呢，这里给我让我们看见呢，神让他看见的是一座城。
So firstly, God allowed him to see a city.
他说这个是仿佛啊。
He says it's as if.
那个就是说呢，说明是一个预表的东西。
It explains that it's a type.
我们常常听见呢，很多人讲说呢，神的工作有他的蓝图的。
We often hear people say when God works, He has a blueprint.
但是呢，我们从圣经看见，神没有看见，让我们看见蓝图。
But from the Bible, God did not allow us to see a blueprint.
因为神给我们看见是模型。
God allow us to see a model.
因为蓝图是平面的。
Because blueprints are two-dimensional.
只有模型呢是立体的。
Only a model would be three-dimensional.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们。
So here it tells us clearly.
神对于他的家，对于教会的建立， 不是平面，神要建立是立体的。
For God's household, this temple is building up is not two-dimensional, but three-dimensional.
今天我们看见地上很多的教会的光景都只是平面。
Today we see a lot of churches on earth, their condition of two-dimensional.
看不见所谓的立体的一个建立。
They do not see the building of the three-dimensional.
这是一个很重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
并且呢，在这里告诉我们是一座城。
It also tells us it's one city.
它是一个完整的一体。
It's a complete one body.
所以今天我们对于教会的看见是应该是一个完整的。
So today our insight understanding of the church should be a complete vision.
不是那些支离破碎的这种感觉。
Not in piecemeal fashion.
所以这也是重要的原则。
So this is a very important principle.
我想除非我们里面有属灵的眼光。
Unless we have a spiritual insight.
因为我们看地上教会的光景都是支离破碎。
When we look at the churches on earth and their condition, it's all bits and pieces.
但是在属灵的境界里面呢，
Spiritual world,
教会是一体的。
The church is all in one.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
It's a very important matter.
然后他就看见有一个人站在门口。
He says there he sees one man to stand at the gate.
关于这个人，当然有许多不同的解释。
About this man, there are many explanations.
但是我们觉得这里当然是指的主说的。
But I feel that it must be referring to the Lord.
这个主站在哪里？站在这个家站在那个门口。
The Lord is standing at the door, at the gate.
那么斯柏克弟兄呢，对这个有一个很好的解释。
Brother Sparks had a very good explanation here.
他说呢，这个站在这个城门口的人就是家主。
He said the one who stood by the gate is the owner, the master of the household.
我们知道每个人的家都有家主，对不对？
You know, each family has a head of the household.
这个家主呢，是一家进门的标准。
So this head of the household decides for our the standard for allowing who to come in.
你到了我家
，You come into my house.
我站在门口欢迎你。
I welcome you at the door.
那么我欢迎你才能进来，对不对
？If I welcome you, then you can come in.
我不欢迎你，不能进来。
If I do not welcome you, you cannot come in.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这里告诉我们，这个家不是我们做主，是主做主。
It tells us that this house is not for us to master. We are not the head, and the Lord is the head.
真正的家主。
He is the true head of the household.
我们不是家主。
We are not that master.
因为他才是真正的标准。
He is that real standard.
他这里形容说，这个站在门口的人是个同仁。
He says that describing this man had the appearance of brass.
我们中文翻译他是个颜色相同，其实他就是个同仁。
In the Chinese, it says the color like the brass, but here it had the appearance of brass.
那么圣经里面呢，我们知道同是指的公义的审判说的。
We know in the Bible, brass is referring to the righteous judge.
那就说明了基督才是神家的真正的标准。
It tells us that Christ is that a true standard for the household of God.
然后他手中拿着两个尺度的杆。
So in his hand there is two measurement instruments.
两个尺度的标准。
There is two measurement standards.
一个是麻绳。
One is the line of flax.
一个是杆子。
The other is the measuring reed.
我们都知道在古代呢，不像我们现在呢有这么精密的尺度。
We know that in the ancient time they do not have the exact measurement as we have today.
那么他们用量大的东西是用绳子量。
So in for the bigger things they measure with a line.
那么量小的东西用杆子。
For the smaller things they use the rod or a reed.
所以这个麻绳代表大的原则。
So this line of flax is represent the greater principle, the major principle.
这个杆呢代表细的原则。
And the reed, the rod is representing the finer measurement.
每一样东西都需要测量。
So everything in this city must be measured.
啊，感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
在诗篇第十六篇里面呢。
In Psalm 16.
讲说神赐给我们的产业是用绳子来量的。
It tells us the inheritance that God has given us measured by the string.
哇，神给每一个神儿女的产业都是用绳子量的，都丰富的不得了的。
So God has given each of his children, each of his child the inheritance and it measured by the line.
所以在神的工作上。
So in the work of God.
大的东西是基督来测量。
So the greater things are measured by Christ.
那么小的事情细的节事也是用基督来测量。
For the finer things is also measured by Christ.
当我们读以弗所书的时候。
When we read Ephesians.
我们看见以弗所的前一半是讲到神永远的心意。
We see the first half of the book of Ephesians talk about the eternal purpose of God.
在神这个伟大的心意里面，这个测量的标准 是他的儿子。
In God's great and mighty heart desire that the measurement for his heart plan is his son.
后一半呢，讲到个人的生活，讲到家庭的生活，也是用基督来做标准。
And the second half of the book is talking about the your life and lifestyle and your church life is also measured by Christ.
这个是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
今天教会一切的事物都应当用基督来测量。
Today, everything within the church must be measured by Christ.
我们个人的生活、家庭的生活也是用基督来测量。
Whether it's individual life or family life, it should be measured by Christ.
除此之外，我们不能再立别的标准。
Outside of this, there's no other measurement or no other standard.
今天我们看见在神的百姓中
，Today among the people of God,
关乎教会、关乎个人生活、家庭的生活。有太多人在这里立标准。
Regarding the church, regarding your family, regarding your personal life, there are too many standards to measure against.
这是可怕的东西。
This is a scary, frightful.
我想我们没有更多的时间详细的解释这件事情。
We don't have more time to talk about it in detail.
相信弟兄姊妹能领会。
But I believe brothers and sisters can understand.
那么在这个殿中呢
？So within the temple.
有一些。东西是很突出的。
There's something that stands out.
所以呢，这些都是一些重要的一些原则。
Those are some very important principles.
我们就把这些重要的原则呢，和弟兄姊妹分别的稍微交通一下。
So I'll talk about them individually with brothers and sisters.
他把我们的注意力第一个摆在这个殿墙上面。
The first thing we look at is the walls of the temple.
我们知道城有城墙的。
We know the city has a wall for the city.
但是呢，在这里呢，圣经没有注重这个城墙。
But in the Bible, it did not stress on the city wall.
我们知道在尼希米记里面就非常注意这个城墙。
We know in the book of Nehemiah, it is focusing on the city wall.
这里所注重是殿墙。
Here is focusing on the temple wall.
我们知道城墙是叫我们跟世界有分别的。
We know the city wall is shows us a divider from the world.
而这个殿墙呢
？And for this temple wall,
是把圣的跟俗的东西把它分开来。
It's dividing what's holy and against what's common.
这指的教会内部的生活，所以一个分别的界限。
It is a line, a dividing line for the church life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这个墙。
This wall
是一个非常高大的墙。
It's a very great and strong wall.
我呢，对于这些尺寸的东西，我是搞不大清楚。
For these things regarding measurements, I'm not very clear about.
有的弟兄们呢，花了一些的功夫呢，去研究这个东西。
There are some brothers who have worked in detail about this.
那么有一个弟兄告诉我们。
There's a brother who told us.
这个墙有多大
？You know how thick and how tall this wall is.
他说呢。这一个宽跟这边的这个长
，He said this breadth and this side of the wall，
因为它是一个正方的墙
，Because it's a square wall。
这个呢，大概有半英里那么大那么高。
He said this has about half a mile that tall， half a mile tall。
他们是怎么样把这个尺寸？是把它研究出来的。
I don't know how they came up with this from their research.
但是这是非常高大的墙。
But it's a very tall wall.
你到了启示录里面就看见。
If you go to Revelation, you will see.
那座城也是大的不得了。
That city is also indeed big and tremendous.
墙宽高度是4000里。
And for the height of breadth and for the width, it's 4,000 miles.
然后那个城墙呢，有144轴高。
And you know the city wall is 144 cubits.
那是高的不得了。
That's indeed very tall.
为什么这么高呢
？Why is it so tall?
就让你爬不进去了。
So that you cannot climb over it.
因为今天很多神的儿女们不肯走门呢，从这爬墙呢。
A lot of children of God they don't want to go by the gate. They want to climb through the wall.
但是真正在神的心意里面那道墙你是爬不过去的。
But the wall that's in the God's heart is some so tall you cannot climb over it.
当然我们知道弟兄姊妹，这个墙是个保护啊。
Of course, we know that this wall is a protection.
不容许任何世界仇敌人天然生命的势力进到圣殿里面。
It will not allow the world, the enemy, or things from the natural life to enter in.
它四面都有墙，是完全。
That is surrounded on four sides is complete.
然后这道墙很特别，是一个正方的。
And this wall is very unique. It's a square.
当然很长，它是宽跟长，高啊，宽跟高是一样。
And its width and its length is the same.
当然这个正方的墙是有属灵的含义的。
Of course, this square wall has a spiritual meaning.
这指着我们基督徒或者在教会的生活中，我们应当有正直，应该有公义。
It talks about Christian and talks about church that we should have righteousness and we should be upright.
我们对于许多事物的判别是一个不偏不倚的判别。
So our discernment regarding many things, it's something that's right down the center, right down the line, and straight.
这个是建立在神公义的原则上面。
This is building upon the principle of God's righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们很多时候很容易破坏神的公义啊。
Brothers and sisters, you know sometimes it's very easy for us to destroy that righteousness of God.
是因为我们有天然的情感。
Because we have our natural emotions.
我们知道任何天然情感出来的东西都是不正直的东西。
We know that anything comes out from our natural tendencies, our emotions is not upright.
啊，有很多时候我们在教会中会有偏心啊。
Sometimes in church we are partial.
我们爱这个多一点，爱那个少一点。
We love this one more and love that one less.
但是在神的家里面，这道墙必须是正方的。
But in the house of God, this wall must be square.
所以天然的情感必须要被致死。
So the natural emotions must be put to death.
我想我必须举一个例子来说明一下，大家比较能够领会。
I must give you an example so that you might understand it better.
比方我们在那里，在我们的聚会里。
For example, in our gathering.
有一次一位年长的弟兄过世了。
An older brother had passed away.
那么有一个负责弟兄跑来跟我讲。
So brother in charge came and talked to me.
孙弟兄，这个弟兄过世，我们是不是应该送个花圈给他
？So brother son, this brother passed away. Should we give him some flowers?
我说可以。
I said yes.
如果我们要送一个花圈给他的话呢
？If we're going to give him some flowers，
以后每个弟兄姊妹过世都要送一个花圈。
Then after this, every brother or sister pass away, we must do the same.
我说你为什么要送一个花圈给他
？Why do you want to give flowers to this particular brother？
因为他平常跟他很亲近。
Because this brother is close to him.
他跟他有感情。
He has a emotions feeling.
我说教会的原则是公义的原则。
I said in the principle of church, it must be righteous.
正直的原则。
It must be upright.
我们对所有的弟兄姊妹都是一律的。
We have to treat all the brothers and sisters the same way.
当然，在教会中，有时候我们跟一些弟兄姊妹熟悉做朋友不是错啊。
Of course, in church, sometimes we are more friend, good friend, better friends with some brothers and sisters. It's not wrong.
我们的心偏向一些人，喜爱一些人，也不算是错。
In our hearts, we like some people better than others. That's not wrong.
但是你在处理教会事务的时候
，But when you are dealing with matters in church,
应该是一视同仁的。
Then you should treat them all the same way.
你知道圣经告诉我们说，我们的神。并不偏待人，神从来不偏心的。
We know that in the Bible it tells us God is not partial to man.
当你得救的时候
，When you are saved，
神把那个生命放在你里面，跟放在保罗里面是一样的。
God has placed this life within you, just like He has placed it in Paul.
放在彼得里面，放在约翰里面也是一样的。
It's the same that's placed in Peter and in John.
从来不会说你就少一点，保罗多一点，没有。
It's not the case that he put more in John or Peter than yours.
后来的他们所显出来的丰富是人家个人的爱主追求的结果。
The abundance that they manifest later was as a result of how they pursued the Lord.
神从来没有偏心。
God is never partial towards man.
所以这道墙
so this wall
是一个正直的墙。
It's a very upright wall.
今天我们在教会中如果建造起这个正直的墙。
Today in church, if we are building up this upright wall,
我们天然的情感必须被致死。
Our natural emotions must be, feelings must be put to death.
这是很重要的一件事。
This is a very important thing.
那么我们看下面第二件重要是门。
And the second important thing are the gates.
我们如果读以西结书的时候
，We read the book of Ezekiel.
我们会发现呢，这个神对于这个门呢、啊，有特别的一个讲究。
We realize God has put a lot of focus on the gates.
我曾经花了很多的时间呢，研究这个门，想把它弄出来，搞不出来了。
Once upon a time, I tried to spend a lot of time doing research on these gates, and I couldn't figure it out.
从外院到内院一共有六个门。
From the outer court to the inner court, there are six gates.
东南北。
And there's east and south and north.
因为圣殿呢。是朝东的
，because the temple is facing east，
所以后面没有门，前面有门。
So there is no gate at the back, but there is gate in the front。
这个门呢、啊、
？This gate。
弟兄姊妹们，你回去仔细的把它读一下。
But as a sister, go home and read in detail。
你知道这个门呢、啊，讲究的不得了的讲究。
You know there is a lot of details in the gate。
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
我们在外面 读不清楚不要紧。
And if we read it in a confusion, that's okay.
神也没有意思呢，让你再去研究怎么把它画出来。
And God did not want you to draw it all out and plan it out.
神只要我们有一个印象就够了。
God wants us to have one impression that's enough.
就是这个门。
That is to say, this gate.
是非常严谨的大门。
It's a very tight, very strict gate.
提醒我们。
To remind us.
神的家的门非常的重要。
That the gate for the house of God is very important.
我们读以色列的历史。
When we read the history for Israel.
从历史上我们看见。
From history we see.
就是因为百姓呢他们的门户不够严谨。
And because among the people of Israel, they did not, they're not strict with their gates.
以致给仇敌留下很多攻击的机会。
So they left opportunities for the enemies.
弟兄姊妹们，教会是有门的。
Brothers and sisters, there are gates for the church.
这个门是非常的重要。
This gate is very important.
你知道大卫建造圣殿的时候。
You know when David built the temple.
大卫用什么人去看门，你知道吗？
You know what, where, who did David ask to watch
the door? 大卫是用俄别以东的家来。
And David sent the house of Obed-Edom.
我们知道俄比以东全家都是勇士。
You know, in that family, the whole household are filled with warriors.
哎呦，我们觉得应该把这人弄去做将军呢，是带兵打仗啊，怎么去看门呢？
And we thought we should send them to be a general. Why did we send them to watch the gate?
因为在大卫的里面，这个神的家。是比一切都重要的。
Because in David's heart, the house of God is more important than anything else.
所以把这个勇士们呢用来看门。
So he has set the bravest men to watch the gate.
神的百姓教会的光景常常遭受到一些攻击落在一个毁坏的情况里面就是门户不够严谨。
The people of God, in the house of God, in the church, oftentimes we are under attack and in a mess because we have not strictly held on to our gate.
当我们读启示录二三章的时候
，When we read Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
你看那个别加摩的教会
，You see the church of Pergamos.
啊，主说什么
？What did the Lord say?
在你们中间
，Among you,
有撒旦的座位。
There is the seat of Satan.
多可怕。
How frightening this is.
当他们聚会在那聚会的时候魔鬼也坐在里面你看看多可怕。
When they're gathering and having a meeting, and the devil was sitting among them.
这个教会呢这个魔鬼可以搬个椅子在里面坐在里面你就知道。
For this church, the devil can take a seat and sit right among them. How scary this is.
多么的可怕。
How frightful this is.
我们知道在第三世纪到第五世纪
We know in the third and to the fifth century.
当君士坦丁把基督教变成国教
When Constantinople set the Christians as the religion for the
结果就是
for the state law,
结果就
state religion.
结果就门户大开
So the gate was wide open.
所有异教的东西都进来了
All the pagan traditions came in.
你知道有很多东西一直影响到今天
You know, a lot of things still have its influence till today.
把教会带到一个非常软弱的光景中
It's brought the church into a very weak state.
所以从第五个世纪开始
So from the fifth century,
教会就变成天主教
The church has become a Catholic church.
然后教会就进入黑暗的时期有长达一千年之久
And for a thousand years, the church has entered into the dark age.
就是门户不够严谨。
That is the gate hasn't been kept tight.
今天弟兄姊妹们
Today,
我们要维护神家敬拜的纯净。
We need to keep the purity of worship in the house of God.
我们要维护我们聚会里面满有主的同在。
We need to maintain the full presence of the Lord in our gathering.
这个大门对我们是重要的提醒。
And this gate is an important reminder for us.
当然到了新约时代中
Of course, when we come to the New Testament,
主说我就是门。
The Lord said, I am the gate.
所以今天呢，我们的标准呢，就变得更简单一点。
So today, our measurement, our standard is simpler.
就是凡是出于主的都可以进来。
Anything from the Lord, you can enter in.
凡是与主无关的，通通不要让他进来。
Anything that has nothing to do with the Lord, we will not allow them in.
此外，我们没有别的门。
There is no other door, no other gate.
主曾经说过，
The Lord has said,
我就是门,
I am the door.
从我进来的就出入得草吃了,
and if you come in and enter into me there, you have
a 那个盗贼来呢,
and the thief would only come to destroy.
今天你在属灵的事情上面,
upon spiritual matters, you must respect this door.
这个门,
this gate
还有更重要的意义,
has an even more important
meaning.
Because this gate is where you come in and go
out. It
is referring to our spiritual experiences where it comes in.
所有属灵的经历都是有门的。
All spiritual experiences have this gate.
你必须摸到门你才能进去的。
You must come to the gate and then you can go in.
所以在外院在内院都有门。
Whether it's outer court or inner court, there is a gate.
你知道, 对于基督徒实际的经历上来讲,
for Christians in their practical experiences, this is something very practical.
比方说我们常常碰见弟兄姊妹遇见了属灵上的困难呢,
we see some brothers and sisters encounter trouble and difficulties.
他就开始要找门了, 对不对?
They're starting to look for gates.
就到处寻找啊,
they look
这里交通,
for
那里请教啊,
you will look for fellowship and ask for advice.
如果你碰见有经验的人,
you found someone with experience,
他就告诉你门在哪里,
and he will tell you where the gate is.
很多时候我们一进了门, 我们就得释放了, 对不对?
Sometimes we enter into the game, then we feel liberated.
所以在经历上面最怕你摸不到门。
In terms of experiences, that you are afraid of not finding that gate. You are just running into walls, and it's really harsh.
甚至有的人呢, 他自己也不知道门, 他就教你爬墙,
and some people didn't even know where the gate is, that tells you to climb the wall.
你知道今天在基督教里面, 很多的教导都叫人爬墙的。
You know, within Christianity, there are a lot of teachings tell you to climb the wall.
因为那个不是基督, 不是主。
That's not Christ, that's not the Lord.
所以这个门是一个经历的一个进入的。
So this gate is an entry, entrance for experience.
感谢主啊, we thank the Lord.
A lot of times we human cannot find that gate.
你不要忘记,
don't forget.
神把圣灵拆下来住在你的里面。
God has sent down the Holy Spirit. He is dwelling within you.
保罗在加拉太书第三章第三节就是这样讲。
Paul says in Galatians chapter 3 verse 3.
他说圣灵引你们入门。
He says the Holy Spirit had guided you in the door.
所以呢, 我今天我们要跟随圣灵。
So today we must follow the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵把真理解开,
when the Holy Spirit opens up the
truth,
it's just like opening up the gate,
so that
we can enter into the abundance of Christ, then all problems will be resolved.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这一道门,
so this gate,
神是非常的重视,
God pays a lot of attention to.
在以西结的意象, 所看见的意象里面,
in the vision of
Ezekiel, 神特别指示这道门, 就告诉他们说, 今天神的百姓最大的失败, 就是门户不够严谨。
God has revealed to these people that the greatest failure is caused by not holding a tight watch on this gate.
以色列人所以落到这么悲惨的境地,
the reason the Israelites have come to such a tragic state,
因为你容许了外邦, 容许了异教的东西进到神的百姓当中了。
Because you allow these traditions from the Gentiles from outside into the people of God.
所以这是给我们重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder for us.
那么, 另外一件事,
another thing,
他就让我们看见那个祭坛,
he allows us to see the altar.
这个祭坛的尺寸呢,
the measurement for the altar,
也是非常非常的大,
it's very very big.
他们有经验人告诉我们呢,
people with experience would tell us,
这座坛呢, 比以前的那个耶路撒冷整个圣殿还要大。
This altar is bigger than the temple in Jerusalem, the whole temple.
但是当我们读这段经文的时候,
but when we read this passage,
我们发现神对他的尺寸和形状都非常的注意。
We find that God is paying a lot of focus on the measurement and its shape.
为什么这么注意呢?
Why is he focusing on this?
因为这个跟我们 教会的生活, 基督徒的生活,
because it has a very close relationship for us in our church life.
我们知道这个祭坛呢, 它有两面的意义。
We know the altar has two sides meaning.
一方面是奉献的生活,
on the one hand is a consecrated life.
另外一面是十字架的经历。
The other is the experience of the cross.
我们知道这两样事物如果被破坏,
we know that if these two things are destroyed,
那个影响也是非常非常的大,
the influence, the impact would be great.
神所以着重那个尺寸和形状。
The reason that God is focusing on the measurement and the shape.
就说神有神的标准的。
Because God has His standard.
我们不能按照人的标准来衡量的。
We cannot measure by man's standards.
所以在十字架的经历上面呢，不可以模模糊糊的。
So upon the experience of the cross, you cannot be unclear about it.
是主的十字架才是真正的十字架。
Only the cross of the Lord is the true cross.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们熟悉罗马书的话
we are familiar with the book of Romans,
我们就很清楚地看到
very clearly we will see,
神的旨意
God's will,
是建立在两个奉献上
is built upon two sacrifices.、
啊、第一个奉献是第六章主耶稣基督的奉献
the first sacrifice, the offering, is the offering of the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个奉献是罗马书十二章我们的奉献
The second offering is in Romans chapter 12 is our offering
神的荣耀的旨意是建造在这两个奉献上
The glorious will of God is built upon these two offerings or sacrifices
我们一定要重视这个祭坛的生活
We must focus and pay attention to the life of the altar
保罗呢用了一个很智慧的字眼
Paul has used some words that's very wise.
在罗马书第十二章讲活祭
Chapter 12, it talked about a living sacrifice.
你知道这个活祭啊，就是包括了奉献跟十字架两面的意义在里面。
You know, this living sacrifice has included the meaning of the cross and the offering.
那个活祭的意思啊。
The meaning of this living sacrifice.
简单的讲就是活着死。
To simply put, is to die living dead.
弟兄姊妹懂得这个话吗
Do you understand what I'm saying?
从我们一面来讲是活的
On one side you're living
其实是死的
But actually you're dead
我们向着世界死
We're dead to the world
向着罪恶死
We're dead to sin
向仇敌一切的权势死
For all the power of the enemy we're dead
向我们自己死
To die to ourselves
但是一面呢又是活的
But on the other hand we're living
所以这是保罗用了一个呢真正智慧的一个很聪明的一个词眼
And Paul has used a very wise term
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
今天在教会中如果奉献的生活被破坏
Today within the church if the life of consecration has been destroyed
十字架的经历的原则被破坏
The principle for the experience of cross has been destroyed
这个影响是非常重大
The impact would be great
在以西结所看见的那个圣殿
The temple that Ezekiel has seen
它是一个正方形的
It's a cube, it's a square、
cube. 所以这个正方形的正中间点就是祭坛
In the middle of this cube there is the altar
它说明这个祭坛是跟所有一切事情都发生关系
It tells us that this altar has to do with everything around it
所以这个祭坛
So this altar
我们是非常非常的重视它。
We must focus upon it and pay attention on it.
你知道在以色列人的旧约的历史里面
You know that in the history of Israel,
曾经有一个王啊
There was a king.
他胆大妄为。
He was, had a lot of guts.
好像是应该是亚哈斯啊。
I think it's Ahab.
那么有一次呢他到大马色去迎接这个亚述王啊。
One time he went to Damascus to welcome the king of Assyria.
人家外邦异教呢有个大祭坛。
And he saw there's a great altar for the idol god.
哇，这个祭坛很漂亮。
And he saw that it looked beautiful.
所以他就拿起手来画。
And so he started to draw by hand.
他就画了一个图样。
He drew this plan.
然后就差人呢送回耶路撒冷去了。
And asked someone to send it back to Jerusalem.
结果那个祭司呢也是糊里糊涂的。
And those priests were not very clear about things, and they were trying to please the king.
所以呢就把那个铜坛呢把它摆到边上去。
And so they put the bronze altar aside.
又照这个王的样式建造起一个大祭坛。
And they built another altar according to this plan given by the king.
王一回来一看，哦，我们也有个大祭坛。
And so the king came back and looked, we have this great altar.
非常高兴，就上那个祭坛去献祭。
Oh, he was very happy and he offered sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们都知道是大大的得罪神
We know that this is greatly offensed against God
今天
Today
在相同的原则里面
In the same principle
很多人改变了十字架原来的意义
A lot of people has changed the original meaning of the cross
我们用各式各样的说法
We use different kinds of saying
要用人间道德的一些的一些说法
We use our moral standards that we commonly understand
扭曲了真正十字架的意义
we twisted the true meaning of the cross.
这是非常严重的事。
This is very serious.
并且我们看见各处的教会。
We also see churches in different areas.
我相信你们中间不是这样。
I believe it's not this way among you. But there are a lot of churches.
不再讲十字架。
They are no longer talking about the cross.
今天十字架的道已经被人轻看。
Today, the way of the cross has been despised by men.
我们不知道，这是今天对付仇敌最有力的一个工具。
We do not know that this is the greatest weapon against the enemy.
你把祭坛毁坏了。
If you have destroyed the altar,
你在仇敌的跟前，你根本站立不住。
You cannot stand before your enemies.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
十字架的道理和它的经历是今天我们必须要重视。
The way of the cross and its experience is something we must take note of.
所以这也是神借着以西结给当时百姓们的一个重要的提醒。
So this is what an important reminder that God has for His people through Ezekiel.
所以在这个圣殿的里面。
So within the temple.
这个殿墙、殿门跟这个祭坛是很突出的。
Temple wall and the altar, it's very outstanding.
因为神在重点上面提醒。
Because God is reminding them on these focal points.
但这些对今天在末世的教会是何等重要的一些提醒。
And the gates also, and this is such an important reminder for us church in the end times.
那我们晓得46章以后啊。
We know that after chapter 46.
那么又有两件重要的事情是跟这个殿有关系。
There are two more important things that has to do with the temple.
我们可以说在以色列的历史中，当殿的光景正常的时候
，We can say that in the history of Israel, when the condition of the temple is normal,
这生命的水流就自然的流露
，And the river of life would be flowing normally and naturally,
他们的产业自然就得到保护
，And their inheritance would be protected.
什么时候殿的光景毁坏
？Whenever the condition of the temple has been destroyed,
这两样东西都失去
，And these two things would be lost.
我们在以西结书后面看到。
We see at the end of
the season, 按照神的心意被建造起来的时候
this temple was built according to God's heart.
感谢神，神的荣耀就重新回到这个殿里面。
We thank God, God's glory returns to the temple.
我们知道当以色列人让这个殿毁坏的时候
We know that when the Israelites allowed the temple to be destroyed,
殿中神的这个荣耀
this, the glory of God in the temple,
它就变成了一个漂流状态。
It became, it would be floating away.
他找不到落脚之处。
It cannot find a place to settle down.
所以这个对今天的教会是重要的提醒。
That's an important reminder for church today.
今天教会乃是神荣耀寄托的所在。
Today the church is God's glorious dwelling.
是神的居所。
It's God's abode.
是神永远在他百姓中的居所。
It's God's eternal abode among His people.
是神设立他宝座的地方。
It's where God establishes His throne.
所以我们的光景。
So、
非常影响神自己的作为。
So our condition has a great impact on God's work.
神借着以色列人的情况提醒我们了。
Through the condition of the Israelites, God reminds us. 所以
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
今天神的家这座城的建造影响是非常非常的大。
Today, how the house of God and the building of this temple has a great impact.
如果它在正常的情况里面
，if it runs normally,
你看神的荣耀自然显在百姓的当中。
You see, the glory of God will appear among the people.
神的能力显在神的百姓当中。
God's power and strength will manifest among His people.
那么以西结也告诉我们
，Ezekiel tells us，
从这个殿里面会流出一道生命水的河流。
From the sanctuary, there is a river of life flowing forth. It has makes abundant provision for life.
我们知道在约翰福音第七章里面
，We know the gospel according to John chapter 7.
耶稣在那个节期最大的一个日子
，In the greatest day of the feast.
其实是个祝棚节了
，It's the feast of the tent.
祝棚节他们有一个习惯，那么。祭司们要在殿前泼水。
And you know that there's a tradition for the priest to pour water in front of the tent.
主就借着这个起来宣告说。
So through this, by this, the Lord stood up and proclaimed, "Those who believe in me."
要从他腹中流出活水的江河。
His belly will flow out the river of life.
我们知道这道水流是从殿里面流出来。
We know that this river flows out from the sanctuary.
是一道生命的水流。
It's a river of life.
流自主的宝座。
It comes from the throne of the Lord.
今天如果教会的光景在正常的情形里面的时候，
If today the condition of church is in a normal state,
这个生命的水流是流得非常的丰富的。
This water flow of life will be very abundant and it flows.
我们看见在47章里面，
We see in chapter 47.
那么这里有很清楚的一个描述。
It has a very clear description.
他说这个水流从殿中从主的宝座开始流出来。
It says this river comes out from the throne of the Lord.
首先流经祭坛。
First, it goes to the altar.
我们知道生命的水流绝对不能离开十字架的原则。
We know that this river of life can never depart from the principle of the cross.
然后向东流去。
It goes eastward.
因为呢，这个东门呢是永远封闭的。
Because the east gate is always closed.
所以呢，这个神呢必须呢把这个以西结呢从北门带出去。
So God must bring Ezekiel from the north gate.
然后绕到前面去。
Go around to the front.
然后看见这个水流呢继续的往前流。
And he can see the water keeps flowing.
那么我们看见这一道圣灵所引的一道生命的水流。
We see the Holy Spirit is guiding this river of life.
它有四种不同的状态出现。
There are four different states that it's in.
第一个情况他讲水到踝之骨。
If the first state is it's the water against the ankles.
就告诉我们说
It tells us
我们基督徒属灵的行动
We as Christians our actions
我们应当受到生命的一个管制
Our walks must be under the control of life
或者说我们行走在生命的里面
Or we could say that we're walking in this life
所以基督徒刚蒙恩得救开始的时候
So as a new Christian when we were first saved
应该学习行走在这个生命的感觉里面
We must learn to walk in the feeling of this life
这是每个弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救的时候最粗浅的一个经历
This is the most basic experience for each Christian
我记得我刚得救的时候我才16岁
I remember when I was first saved I was 16 years old
糊里糊涂的
I didn't know much
什么道理也不懂
I didn't know much doctrine
还没听过几篇道
I didn't hear many messages
只知道信耶稣有永生
I only know that I believe in Jesus I have eternal life
我也真的重生我心里很快乐
I was born again I felt joy in my heart
后来我就发现在我的生活里面呢
Then later on, I find out in my life.
很多细节的事情呢，这个生命的感觉在里面的带领非常清楚。
There are very many details in my life, and I can feel a very clear guidance.
就是细到一个地步啊。
It's in so fine and detail.
你都不能随便丢个纸屑在地上。
You cannot just drop some garbage on the floor.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那个时候主给我里面的这个管教呢。
Brothers and sisters, at that time, the Lord gave me this discipline and teaching.
比任何的老师、父母、家长的教导要来得更有力。
Compare is stronger than any teaching lessons from my parent or from teachers.
有的这些习惯。
There are some habits.
我经过了50多年过来了。
After 50 some years.
从来都没有改变过。
I have never changed.
所以一个基督徒啊，一蒙恩得救开始，你就开始要学习。受到生命的引导。
So after a Christian, if a person is first saved, you must learn how to go under the guidance of this life.
除非你没有得救。
Unless you're not saved.
如果你得救。
If you are saved.
你应当知道什么是生命的感觉。
You should know this feeling of this life.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，所以这一道生命水流出来的时候，先是在踝之骨。
So this water first come up to the ankles.
说明我们基督徒的行动应该走在生命的感觉里。
It tells us as Christians we should walk in the feeling of life.
然后水呢就到了膝盖。
And then the water comes up to the knee.
当然我们知道神造人呢有这个膝盖。
We know that God has created men, we have these knees.
啊，有它的用意的。
It has its meaning.
这个膝盖主要是用来啊。敬拜神要跪下来祷告
And these knees are used for worshiping God to kneel down and pray.
所以我们每个人都应该知道我们的膝盖应该献给神
We all know that we should offer our knees to God.
所以这个圣灵的水流了就带我们逐渐的开始往前
So this waters of the Holy Spirit is bringing us forward.
我们开头不会祷告
At the beginning we didn't know how to pray.
但是你看个基督徒啊慢慢慢慢逐渐开始生命长你慢慢开始会祷告。
And you see the Christian's life is growing, growing, and slowly he will learn how to pray.
我记得我一生的最开头的一次祷告啊。
I remember in my life, my first prayer.
只有一句话。
It's only one sentence.
我说主啊，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
奉主的名，我就坐下。
In the name of the Lord, I sat down.
因为没什么话好讲。
Because I did not know what to say.
但是以后慢慢的。在圣灵的带领中就越来 越会祷告了。
Gradually, slowly, I would know how to pray better and better.
当然知道今天还要学。
Of course, until today, I'm still learning.
啊，年轻的时候那个波比聚会里面的那个祷告，哇，那个真是有时候圣灵感动的，那真是整个人好都开放啊。
In the, when I was young, in the breaking, bread breaking service, we'll be praying, and it's like the whole, I'm whole, completely opened up.
常常波比聚会很多年长弟兄过来说，哎。这个孙小弟兄的祷告好啊。
And so oftentimes after breaking bread, the older brothers will come and tell me, this little brother's son, you pray good prayers.
哇，他一祷告，那个房顶好多掀掉了。
When you're praying, the roof is coming off.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是我会。
Brothers and sisters, it's not something that I know how.
神的生命在里面带领着逐渐开始长进。
The life of God is guiding within and is slowly
maturing. 然后再量一千轴，这个水就到腰了。
And then another thousand cubits and it comes up to the loins.
我只能简单的说，我们现在开始学习活在圣灵的能力当中。
We would slowly learn to live under the power of the Holy Spirit.
侍奉主不再靠自己天然的力量。
To serve the Lord no longer depending on your natural power of strength.
生命的力量。
But the strength of the life.
然后再往前面一千走。
And then you go forward more.
水就变成了一个河，不能淌了，你可以游了。
And this becomes a river, not just waters that you can pass through.
这里就是告诉我们，现在你整个的全人都受圣灵的管制。都在生命的支配底下。
It talks about your whole man, the whole being is under the governance of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道这是神的心意。
We know this is the heart desire of God.
这是一个祝福。
This is a blessing.
那么这条河再往前去的时候呢？
When this river goes forward,
我们看见下面带来许多美好的结果。
You see, there's many good fruits there.
哇，两岸就开始有极多的树木出来了。
Many, many trees on both sides.
啊，这个树一方面代表见证人。
And these trees will represent the witnesses.
那另外一面呢？这个是树，所以它是有用的材料。
Because this is a tree, it's a usable material.
你看在教会历史上就是这样。
No, the history of the church.
当有时候教会得到复兴正常的时候。
Sometimes when the church was revived, they lived
normal
spirit.
哇，这个生命水流一出来了。
And the river of the Holy Spirit comes out.
两岸都是见证人。
And both sides you see all the witnesses.
哇，两岸呢这里都是有很多有用的材料。
And there are many usable materials.
有人告诉我们呢，
Some people will tell us,
如果一百多年前到伦敦去的话呢，
over 100 years ago, if you go to London,
早晨起来了，主日早上起来，你不知道去哪里聚会才好。
And if you get up in the Sunday morning, you didn't know where to go to for a meeting.
你不要想错了，以为说呢，这个像我们现在一样的早上起来不知道去哪里聚会。
Don't misunderstand, it's not like us. We get up, didn't know where to go for meeting.
不是因为那个时候。太多好的讲台了。
Because there are so many good pulpit sermons.
哇，每一个讲台都是丰富的。
Each pulpit is so abundant.
哎呀，所以他们那个时候起来想去哪里听道。
So they got up and didn't know where they should go.
但是今天你到欧洲去看。
Today you go to Europe and you see.
整个生命的水就断绝。
And the river has stopped flowing.
一片黑暗。
It's filled with darkness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个水流很重要。
This river flow is so important.
并且呢，它能使这个盐海变甜。
And also, it's the salt over there.
我们都知道，在以色列地有一个海被称为死海。
The water is healed there, and we know that in Israel there's a sea salt, sea of salt, Dead Sea.
啊，那个水的盐分高到一个地步，连鱼都活不了。
The salt content is so high that the fishes cannot live there.
没有生物的。
There is no living organisms there.
请你原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me for saying this.
今天你看，有的聚会啊，
Today, look at some gatherings. They are just like the Dead Sea.
本来那个人还活的，一到那里面就死了。
Originally, this man was living, and he got there, and he becomes dead.
再过一下子就变咸鱼。
Later on, it becomes a salted fish.
你看看，这多么悲惨的一件事。
How tragic this is.
那么这个水流进来的时候呢，它可以把沿海变甜。
And this water comes out and it can heal the waters.
并且它养活各样的动物。
And it can feed for all these living creatures.
哇，鱼和白鹭都活起来了。
And all things become alive.
然后这里有很多的渔夫啊，我们中文讲晒网，其实撒网啊。
And there are many fishers there.
就叫大家忙得不得了。
And make them very busy.
哇，就带进了很多人的服侍。
And they brought in many service for many people.
虽然时间不够，我还是讲一点点这个小的经历。
Even though without time, we'll share some experience.
我有一年到我们华盛顿州的南边呢，我跟一些弟兄姊妹去捞鱼。
One year, we went to the south part of Washington State. We were going to catch fish.
啊，那个不是很大的鱼，那个叫 herring， 那个小鱼啊。
We're just catching these small herrings.
哎呀，我就看见了。真的好像看见以西结这个异象一样。
It's just like looking at the vision of Ezekiel.
两面两岸都是人呐、啊。
We saw that both sides of the shore was filled with people.
那个水呢，看起来是浑的。
And the water is muddy.
我看都看，我想这里面有鱼嘛。
And I thought is there any fish in here?
他告诉我说，你不用想，你捞就可以了。
And they told me don't look, just don't think and just cast a net.
后来我真的拿一个网这么一网上下去啊。
So I used the net and scooped it through.
你牢牢上真是拉不动网了。
And the net was so full I could not pull it up.
几十条在里面。
And there were dozens of fish in there.
甚至有的时候一网上来将近一百条。
But sometimes one net full would be over 100 fish.
我们开头带几个大桶去啊。
First we brought with us
我们还想这个桶太大了。
We thought the buckets were too big.
后来根本装不下。
But at the end it was overflowing.
用了很多垃圾袋在装。
We used garbage bags to hold fish.
哇，你看见这个鱼之多，多的简直不得了的。
There were so many fish, such an abundance of fish.
你想都不用想，就是往下捞。
You don't need to think, you just go and scoop them up.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是在复兴的时代。
This is the time of revival.
你能看见人在神面前蒙恩的光景。
You see how men can receive grace before God.
今天我们可怜了。
Today is such a shame for us.
因为生命的水流不够丰富。
Because the river of life is not abundant.
所以我们传福音只好钓鱼了。
So when we share the gospel, we're fishing with a fishing pole.
有时候偶尔钓一两条还高兴得不得了。
And sometimes we catch one or two, we're so happy.
但是在复兴的时代不是这样的。
The time of revival is not like this.
我记得我年轻的时候那是一个复兴的时代。
Remember when I was young, it's a time for revival.
哇，常常一池子受浸，一百多人受浸。
Sometimes we have a baptism, we have over 100 being baptized.
斯百克弟兄那次到台湾的时候
，Remember Brother Sparks come to Taiwan.
他带他去看受浸。
And they took him to a baptism.
一池子两百人受浸。
And for one pool, there are 200 people were being baptized.
我记得我受浸的时候啊
，Remember when I was baptized.
我进到那个池子里面的时候啊
，And enter into the pool.
因为那个在台湾那个时候卫生没现在这么好。
Because at that time the hygiene wasn't so good in Taiwan.
所以我下去那个水都黑的。
I went in there, the water is black.
上面还飘着一些草呢。
There's some grass floating on the surface. They're very happy to go in to be baptized.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们真是仰望主的怜悯。
We truly look upon the mercy of the Lord.
神爱他的家。
God loves His house.
神渴望他的家能成为一个正常的光景。
God longs for His house to live in a normal state.
当正常的时候，
when we're in a normal condition.And the life, the river of life will flow forth. So that we will all be very busy.
现在我们大家很悠闲。
Now we are all very relaxed.
无事可做。
We have nothing to do.
这不正常。
That's not normal.
但这里他也给我们提醒一件事情。
Here reminds us another
thing. 有一个泥泞地跟一个湿洼地。
And there is a marshland and there is a muddy land.
这个代表什么呢？
What does that represent?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers、
这个泥泞地啊，湿洼地就是它有一点点的湿。它也不是没有水，有一点水。
For the muddy land and the marshland, it's not that it's completely dry. It has some moisture, some water.
这些人呢，自以为自己的满足，不愿意接受供应。
And these are the people who think they are quite doing well. They do not want to receive more provision.
那么这是重要的提醒。
It's a very important reminder.
也有人解经的时候这样说。
There are some interpreters who say this.
这个东西可能代表着什么？那个阿拉伯地区啦，还有那个什么天主教的地区，那个福音进不去的。
It might represent the Arab lands and the Catholic realm that the gospel cannot enter in.
但是我们更多愿意提醒自己。
But even more so, we want to remind ourselves.
我们千万不要自以为满足。
We should not be so confident that we're satisfied with ourselves.
要学会接受主生命活泉的供应。
We need to learn to accept the provision from the Lord's living water.
长满了各样的果树。
So that on both sides is filled with fruit trees.
啊，叫人得饱足啊，对不对？果子叫人得饱足。
And these fruits can feed and satisfy man.
并且呢，叶子能叫人健康。
And the leaf will allow you to be healthy.
树不枯干。
And the tree will not wither.
不断的结果子。
It will keep continuously bear fruit.
它这里有一个很有趣的事情呢。
There's something interesting here.
它会结出
四季不同的果子。
It will bear fruits in all seasons.
因为你知道我们这个人的生活呢，常常有时候像这个四季一样。
You know, our lives of men sometimes are like the four seasons.
啊，有的时候我们一切都顺利，好像在春天呢。
Sometimes everything goes smoothly, it's like in springtime.
我有时候在聚会里面注意弟兄姊妹啊。
Sometimes I pay attention to brothers and sisters in the meeting.
哇，人进来那个脸满脸笑眯眯，我就在春天呢。
Some people come in with a smile all over their face, that's their springtime.
有人进来脸很严肃。
Some people come in with a solemn look.
最近他恐怕家里发生有遇见了什么事情。
Maybe in their house they encounter some difficulty.
像夏天一样的很热。
It's like a summer.It's in heat and it's under trial.
有的人进来的时候满面忧愁，秋天呢。
Some people come in with a sad face. It's like in the autumn, winter.
还有人进来一点感觉都没有，那叫冬天。
Some people come in without any feelings, like in winter.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里呢有四季的果子。
Here there are fruits from all seasons.
你什么样的人进来，他都可以供应的。
No matter what kind of people come in, you can provide for them.
啊，这是多么美好的一件事情。
How beautiful this is.
教会。在正常的时期可以供应各式各样不同人的需要。
In normal condition, you can provide for all kinds of different people.
所有的难处带到主跟前都能解决。
All the difficulties you come and bring them to the Lord, he can resolve.
所以这道生命水的河流。
And this is a river of life.
这是今天主让以西结所看见。
This is what the Lord allowed Ezekiel to see.
啊，我想时间没有了，我简单的讲一下这个基业。
I have no more time. I'd like to talk about inheritance.
啊，那么感谢神。
We thank God.
因为我们的神呢，拥有整个万有的丰富。
Our God has the abundance of all things.
他本身就是丰富无比的神。
He is a God of abundance.
所以他为着每一个神的儿女，他都预备产业。
For each child of God, He has prepared an inheritance property.
就像在旧约时代中间
，Just like in the Old Testament time,
每一个支派都有产业之地。
Each tribe has its own inheritance.
每一个家都有产业之地。
Each house has its inheritance.
所以当整个神的家在正常的光景中的时候
，So when the whole house of God in the normal condition.
神的百姓就可以得着神所给他们的产业。
People of God will receive what God gives them, the
properties. 结果呢，他们也成为神的产业。
So they become the inheritance of God.
啊，这个思想是一个非常宝贵的思想。
This thought is a very precious thought.
如果弟兄姊妹们读这个利未记，
If brothers and sisters read the book of Leviticus,
你就可以明白。
You understand.
啊，神为他的百姓。
For his people, God has prepared such abundance.
啊，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
啊，所以神让以西结有这么一个伟大荣耀的看见。
God allowed Ezekiel to see such a great and glorious insight.
今天我们侍奉主的人
，Today as servants of God, I'm referring to all brothers and sisters.
我们都需要有这个意象。
We all need to have this vision.
我们要在这个意象的控制底下来侍奉我们。
And we must serve our Lord under the control of this vision.
我们真的是巴望主能够按照他所定规的，今天能够在他的百姓中能够施行。他自己的作为。
We hope that according to his plan, that he will be able to carry out his work in his people.
所以以西结不仅站在人子的地位上
，Ezekiel not only standing on the position of the Son of Man,
成为神心中所要的那个侍奉的人。
He become that man of service that God wants in his heart.
神也按照他荣耀的心意带领他的仆人在神面前来侍奉。
According to God's glorious will, God guided this person to serve before him.
你知道这个意象给以西结带来何等大的安慰和。
You know how great a comfort and encouragement this vision has brought to Ezekiel.
因为他们在被掳极其穷困极其为难的环境的里面。
Because under the exile, they are in extremely poor, bad conditions.
圣殿已经被毁了。
And the temple has been destroyed.
但神现在让他看见一件事情。
But God allows him to see this.
地上的殿可以被毁。
The temple on earth can be destroyed.
但是在神荣耀心意中的殿永远不会被毁。
But the temple in God's glorious will and His heart desire, it can never be destroyed.
我很年轻的时候我就得到这个激励。
When I was very young, I had been encouraged.
我常常说
，I often say
that. 若不是主给我们里面有一点这个看见
，If it wasn't for the Lord who allowed me to see a little of it.
你侍奉主
，If you serve the Lord,
你有一百个心都给你灰得光光的。
And you have, if you have 100 hearts, it will be all be depressed.
但是如果今天你里面有这个看见
，But if you have this vision within you,
就永远不会灰心。
You will never be discouraged.
因为神的工作是一定要完成的。
Because God's work will be accomplished.
所以今天我们乃是在他要一定完成的工作里面来做他的工。
So we are working in, we're doing His work in His work that must be accomplished.
这是荣耀的盼望。
This is a hope of glory.
我们低头再祷告。
Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
But we thank you with all our hearts.
我们知道这个意象不仅是给以西结的。
No, this vision is not only for Ezekiel.
也是给我们今天在座所有神的儿女。
It's also given to us, all children of God today.
愿你照明我们心中的眼睛。
May you enlighten our eyes and our heart.
让我们里面真正有看见。
So that we can truly see.
主啊。
Lord.
好叫我们知道我们所蒙的恩有何等的深。
And we know how deep the grace that we have been given.
也让我们能尊重你的作为。
That we can respect your work.
让我们爱主，爱主的家。
May we love the Lord and love the house of the Lord.
特别关乎教会的事。
Especially regarding the church.
给我们有广大的看见。
Give us a broader view.
好叫我们存敬畏的心在你面前跟随你。
So that we follow you with a heart of fear.
愿你得着我们所有人的服事。
May you gain all our service.
垂听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.